يقولون سلام سلام ولا هنا سلام.
In Rome right now, there's a major Vatican Synod of bishops meeting, discussing a crucial region for the Church and the world. The Special Assembly for the Middle East of the Synod of Bishops has convened to discuss communion and witness in the region, drawing inspiration from Acts 4, now the company of those who believed were of one heart and soul. Dr. Harry Hagopian, an international lawyer, political analyst and consultant to the Bishops' Conference on the Middle East, puts the Synod in context.
It's a two-week event that started on the 10th of October and will conclude on the 24th. The idea behind this event started last year, actually, after the Holy Father visited the Holy Land, and then he decided in September of last year to announce the convocation of this special assembly in order to show the interest of the universal churches in the churches of the Middle East. And since then, the churches, the Catholic churches of the Middle East, alongside Rome, have been working in order to try and put this special assembly together. Now, the theme is the Catholic Church in the Middle East, communion and witness, and it has actually five areas or challenges that the delegates present in Rome are facing. Those challenges are, first, the political conflicts in the region. Second, freedom of religion and conscience as it affects the Christian communities. The third one is the relationship between those Christian communities and contemporary Islam. The fourth is the issue of emigration, with the large numbers of Christians, local Christians, leaving the Middle East, particularly in, say, Iraq, Lebanon, and the Holy Land and the Palestinian territories. And the fifth one is actually the counterflow, the immigration of Christians from the rest of the world into the Middle East. Those are the five challenges that this special synod or assembly is focusing on. Now, I'm sure that we will be able to discuss and analyze the statement that will come out of this particular event and the orientations upon its conclusion in a few days' time. Meanwhile, might I suggest that people have a look at my article, which is a fairly comprehensive one, if you have the patience for a 10-15 minute read, which basically talks about the aims, the objectives, and the orientations of the synod, and puts the reader or the listener in the context of who are those Christians in the Middle East, what is happening to them, and what are their hopes for the future.
The Pope often talks about the Church being an instrument of reconciliation and peace in the Middle East. How much do you think we'll get to that being a reality as a result of these sort of discussions?
Well, it will be more of a reality. I mean, one of the ministries of any Christian anywhere in the world is that of reconciliation. And we always talk about Christians being agents of reconciliation and bridge building. However, the political conflicts and the hardships and realities of that region of the world are so complex and so difficult that it is not always easy to enforce or use that ministry of reconciliation as much as those Christian communities would like to do. But an event such as this one primarily, I think, helps to strengthen the identity and the witness of those churches and reminds the Christian communities in the Middle East that they're not alone and that we are all together, sisters and brothers in Christ, in a larger fellowship, and that what happens to one person affects everybody else as well.
Now, you and I have spoken specifically about Lebanon. We've spoken about Iraq. We've also taken something of a look at Syria and many other countries in the Middle East. How much do you think it helps having bishops with very different realities, I would think, from the region coming together to share those? Can they find common ground? Can they advise one another?
Well, it's interesting, James, because if you read my article or if your readers go to my article, they will see that's one of the many points I raise in there. There are common values. At the end of the day, we're all Christians. We share common values. However, the political, socioeconomic, and religious contexts are so different from one country to the other that it is very difficult to lump all the countries and all the communities in all those countries of the Middle East together and say there is going to be one remedy, one panacea. It doesn't work that way. And this is what's actually happening now. I'm in touch with the synod as it deliberates every day, and the delegates are raising the issues that impact their particular communities within that particular country. Like the Iraqis are talking about what's happening with the Christians in Iraq, the Lebanese with Lebanon, the Palestinians in Palestine, Egyptians, even those in Iran and Turkey are represented in this assembly. So it's not a one-for-all remedy. It's different remedies. There is a diversity. But I think underlying that diversity is our common Christian identity and our common Christian witness. And when we come again to speak at length about the synod and its recommendations, perhaps then we could also see how much or how little they managed to address those issues. Did they just rehash the problems, or did they actually unravel a vision as well?
Well, one final question for you, Harry. Obviously, we have Archbishop Patrick Kelly of Liverpool representing our Bishops' Conference out at the Synod. How much can England and Wales, for instance, contribute to this particular discussion?
Well, the Catholic Bishops' Conference in England and Wales is a huge contributor to the Middle East in terms of the ongoing discussions, in terms of the discourse there, not only or even because we are a big church, but simply because we have been mandated with the task of coordinating some of the work that takes place in the Holy Land and within the larger Middle East. So therefore, our contribution is proactive. It is much more urgent than that of an observer. We actually bring people together. We actually help people talk to each other. And this is what I hope will be strengthened after the synod, when it becomes clearer as to what the needs are and how this witness could be strengthened. And this is why Archbishop Patrick Kelly is there, because with his immense experience and knowledge of the region, he is also there to contribute to this larger universality of what we call the Catholic Church.
Well, Dr. Harry Hagopian, thank you very much. Dr. Harry Hagopian is the consultant on the Middle East to the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales. And as we've discussed just there, we'll let Harry hopefully catch up and really delve a bit deeper into the analysis of this synod.
Let's do that in about 10 days' time, James. And thank you for this short introduction.